Senate Republicans have blocked an elections bill, dealing a blow to Democrats' push to override dozens of GOP-passed state voting laws that critics say keep people, especially people of color, from easily voting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke right after the votes. He criticized the Republican opposition.
Regardless of what may be happening in some states, there's no rationale for federal intervention. That is both ridiculous and awful. All we wanted to do here on the floor was to bring up the issue of voting rights and debate how to combat these vicious, oftentimes discriminatory voting restrictions.
Dimitri talked about the situation with Axios congressional reporter Elena Treen, who says voting rights is among Democrats' highest priorities, and they consider it significant that every Democrat voted yes.
They need 60 votes in order for this bill to pass, which they just would never going to get. Republicans, 10 Republicans, were never going to vote for this. But I think that, you know, having 50 votes, having Senator Joe Manchin sign on to this, is a symbol that they have all Democrats on board. And to them, that's really a big deal. And it shows that they can be unified on this issue moving forward. And Joe Manchin had said previously that he did not support this bill. And I think it's also key to note that just because he votes for this procedural hurdle, which is really just saying we're willing to advance the bill, doesn't mean that all Democrats are going to vote for the bill when it comes up for a final vote and final passage. But Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, had given Senator Manchin basically an assurance that his amendment, which proposes some changes to the voting rights package, and particularly to what Manchin thinks are the more overreaching parts of the package, says that he'll give his amendment first opportunity to come up and they'll vote on that first. And that's something that Manchin said, okay, like, I'm willing to move forward and debate this and to have further conversation about it, given that promise from the Senate Majority Leader. And so, you know, this was really just the first step in a procedural hurdle. It's not the end-all be-all for this bill.
What would the second step be? How do they plan to proceed unless they get rid of the filibuster?
Well, that is a big question. And there's been so much talk about blowing up the filibuster. And I really think the thing that you have to remember with this bill is it actually was never really meant to get 60 votes. When it first was introduced, it was introduced in the House during the Trump administration, and when Mitch McConnell was still the Senate leader. And it was a messaging bill. It was something that Democrats recognized was way too ambitious to ever pass and was never really thought of as something that would strike reality of passing. And so that all changed when Joe Biden became president and they took over both chambers of Congress. And then more and more lawmakers thought that, okay, maybe this could be the bill that could break the filibuster, could eliminate the filibuster. And they thought that because voting rights is such an important issue to Democrats. It's really everything that they've been running on for a few years now, and they'll continue to run on in the 2022 midterms. And that's actually proven to be pretty problematic because you are seeing it splinter Democrats over this. And we've seen Senators Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, both consistently say that they will not eliminate the filibuster. And so, at least over this bill, but even more broadly. And so this doesn't really have a chance of becoming law without that. And so you're right. It brings the question of, okay, what do we do now? I think knowing that they have all Democrats on board with the bill was the first step. I think now they're going to have to debate how to move forward, debate potentially changing the bill, seeing if they can get any Republicans on board, debating whether maybe they can reform the filibuster, maybe not eliminate it, but find some sort of changes to it that would appease certain Democrats. And so this is basically kind of allowing them to continue down that path rather than retreat on the voting rights package itself. I think a lot of Democrats are concerned about this, and a lot of Democrats, particularly progressives, who are becoming a much, you know, louder and bigger part of the party, are really fearing the backlash that might come from voters who may retaliate in the midterms or just choose to stay at home, because they have a real opportunity here. And if history shows, you know, in 2022, Republicans are expected to take back the House. That's what I mean, at least if history shows. It's not sure that will happen, but they do have a clock that's running out where they do have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And so they see this, a lot of Democrats, as their opportunity to do more. And they see the filibusters really standing in the way of their agenda. And they are very worried about this. But the game is, if you want to eliminate the filibuster, you're going to have all 50 Democrats on board. And right now, they don't have that.
Is there something something that you think is really important for tonight and this week?
When does Vice President Kamala Harris get more involved and apply public pressure on this? We really haven't seen the White House throwing their weight behind voting rights and this package like they have on infrastructure. And that's something that I think has also bothered many Democrats. I think the White House is trying to, you know, see how it plays out first before getting involved. But the president has tasked Vice President Harris with getting this over the finish line. And it's something that is going to be extremely difficult to do, just given the makeup of the party and where they are right now on this issue. But we haven't seen her really throw her weight behind it yet. And so will that happen now with this vote? Or do we have to see more for her to get involved? And I think that's to be clear. But what we do know is it's going to be a huge issue on both sides of the aisle ahead of the 2022 midterms.
Again, that's Axios congressional reporter Alana Train on Skype.